From Hegel to the 20th Century. One of Auguste Comte's students studied for a while in Germany and attended Hegel's lectures, reporting back to Comte about how Hegel's doctrines compared to Comte's socialist ones. The student wrote excitedly that, quote, "The identity of results exists even in the practical principles, as Hegel is a defender of the governments, that is to say, an enemy of the liberals," unquote. In the 19th century, the question of the true meaning of socialism was a live issue among collectivists of all stripes. Kant, Herder, Fichte, and Hegel were dominant mainstream voices. Yet clearly none was a conservative. Conservatives of the 19th century favored returning to or reinvigorating feudal institutions. Our four figures, by contrast, all favored significant reforms and a jettisoning of traditional feudalism. Yet none was an Enlightenment liberal. Enlightenment liberals were individualistic, the center of their political and economic gravity tending toward limited governments and free markets. Our four figures, by contrast, voiced themes of strong collectivism in ethics and politics, with calls for individuals to sacrifice for society, whether society was defined as the species, the ethnic group, or the state. We find in the case of Kant a call for individuals to be willing to do their duty to sacrifice for the species. We find in the case of Herder a call for individuals to find their identity in their ethnicity. We find in the case of Fichte a call for education to be a process of total socialization. And we find in the case of Hegel a call for total government to which the individual will surrender everything. For a school of thinkers who advocated total socialization, socialism seemed an appropriate label. Accordingly, many thinkers on the collectivist right thought of themselves as true socialists. Yet socialism was also being used as a label for left collectivists, so there was a lively debate between the left and many on the right over who had the most right to call themselves socialist. The debate was not merely semantics. Both right and left were anti-individualist. Both advocated government management of the most important aspects of society. Both divided human society into groups, which they took to be fundamental to individuals' identities. Both pitted those groups against each other in inescapable conflict. Both favored war and violent revolution to bring about the ideal society. And both sides hated the liberals.